And welcome in to everybody for iPhone Users Group for February 25th, 2026. Only 10 more months to Christmas, as someone must pointed out to me. I don't know, they need to have Christmas every other year. That'll make it like it's every year. But anyway, I digress. So, not much newsworthy in the iPhone world other than, you know, the updates. But I ran across this thing on Facebook called Project Intelligent, Project Intelligence, something like that. Hey, Dennis, and it's supposed to be a free to the blind app, although when you download the app, it says in-app purchases. But that supposedly is for the sighted people that utilize that app. So I haven't really spent a whole lot of time with it. Maybe one of you guys have. But it's supposed to have the AI assistant. And I might open that app up and see if I can give it a little bit of a demo for that. But is anybody familiar with that app?
I haven't heard of that one.
I've had an email about it, but I thought it was something we had discussed last time and was told just to leave it alone for right now, but maybe that was another one.
Might be right to leave it alone. I'm going to see if I can open it up and give a short demo here. Hold on. Okay, it's just called Intelligence.
Search. Hey, Intelligence.
Magically insert backspace.
Oh, it's reading my keyboard.
Describe scene.
Delete enter shift.
Settings button. Describe scene button. Describe download vision model. Download vision model. To describe scenes, download the recommended vision model for all devices till 1 gigabyte.
Okay.
Enables private on complete image understanding. You can choose other models to improve performance under settings greater than guide models.
It's probably speaking too fast. Hold on. Okay, so it's I just downloaded the vision mode. It's analyzing the image. So we'll see what happens.
Living room. Dominating the scene is a round, white marble table with intricate carvings on its legs. The table, positioned in the foreground, is the focal point of the image. On the table, the black keyboard is resting, its keys embossed with the letters F1 and F2. The keyboard is positioned in the center of the table, drawing the viewer's attention. In the background, a wooden coffee table holds a clear glass of water. The glass, positioned to the right of the keyboard, adds a touch of elegance to the scene.
Yeah.
The room itself is a warm and inviting space. The wooden floor and the beige walls provide a homely atmosphere. A brown couch can be seen in the background, adding to the cozy ambiance. The image is taken from a low angle, which enhances the prominence of the keyboard and the glass.
Why just goes on and on?
The overall composition of the image suggests a moment of relaxation and contemplation.
That's right.
No, that's not the one we talked about last time. I think it started with a P, but
it got pretty descriptive there, and it's pretty much on target. So, there might be promise for this app yet.
Yeah, it's quite a description, wasn't it?
Yes, it is.
Makes you want to go there.
The keyboard was not on the table, though. I don't know what it's looking at. The table doesn't have anything on it except the glass of water, but the keyboard is in my lap.
Well, Cheryl, I've met you. I don't think you look like a lap.
I was going to say, you mean your lap looks like a table?
I mean like a table.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It's going to be one narrow table.
So are there other aspects to it, or does it do other things?
Mar, you need to cut your volume down. You're way too loud. About 15 will do it.
Yeah, it...
Describe scene. Button. Mac calls repeat description. Delete. Button. Describe scene. Repeat description. Button.
Repeat description.
Settings. Button. Repeat describe scene.
Oh, I don't want all you to here. Do that.
Continue in chat. Vision mode. AI vision aware. Mode. Select vision mode.
I'm doing this one-handed. Hold on. Okay. I think I've got the key lock.
Vision mode selector. Vision continue in chat. But conversations. Shared image. Conversation options. View. 307. Assistant response. 307. The image captures a moment of quiet contemplation.
Oh, you can read it back.
On the table. In the background. The room itself. The image is taken from add attachment. But message input field. Send message. Dimmed. Button.
Okay. I'm just...
Conversations. Conversations. Back button.
Okay. So...
Edit. Search conversation. Shared image. The image. Open settings. Button. Switch to vision. Button. Switch to vision. Lift text vision. Settings. Button. Describe scene. Vision mode selector.
So you wasn't AI.
Vision mode selector. Vision mode. Describe scene. Button.
I'm going to look for the AI part of it that they've used before. Okay, so these are the different things that this will actually look for. I'm going to start with
this. Sheet grabber. Vision modes. Done. But live text. Faces. Switch animals. Switch objects. Switch barcodes. Switch colors. Switch enable modes to detect and announce content as you point the camera. Enable modes to detect and announce colors. Switch barcodes. Switch objects. Switch button. Off animals. Switch button. Off.
There's no animals here.
Faces. Switch live text. Switch button on.
Live text.
Button.
Okay.
Vision modes. Heading.
What's the name of this app again?
I think it's called Project Intelligence. But when you download it, it just says intelligence. But it kind of reminds me of the Orion app. I had it doing live AI at the other day. And it was talking to me and everything. It was kind of cool. I was going to try to demonstrate that.
Okay, if I may make a security suggestion to everybody. Apparently, there is a lot of bad guy stuff going on right now. And I would urge you to keep checking the software updates on your phone and making sure that you are right up to date. Because, you know, they're saying, as I said, there's a lot of bad stuff going on right now, and they're updating things fairly frequently. Apple does recommend that you restart your iPhone at least once a week because that clears off anything that the bad guys may have put on there without your knowledge, and they urge you to do that. But keep checking for those software updates because they're really important right now.
I don't hardly do anything online with my iPhone, but I guess it doesn't matter, right?
No, it really doesn't matter. I mean, if you've got an iPhone, you want it up to date, and you check that. You go into settings, then go to general, and then software updates, and it'll check for updates.
Well, that's good advice, Parker. I think I'm gonna have to just do it during the day because at night I usually have Sirius XM on my phone and I listen to pretty much Dateline 24. that's kind of addictive. So, but it's fun.
I just checked. It's 26.3 still, and that's at least on my old SE. I just checked it.
Yeah, 26.3 is the current one.
I probably don't have that yet. Although I think I have automatic updates.
If you don't have it, you really want to get it because there's a lot of security stuff in there.
Does anybody have any questions or any concerns about their iPhone? Anything that you'd like to know how to do?
Well, I the other day when I was trying to text Dawn, I somehow let me check this.
Call from Nashville PN.
Oh, it's a scam, so let me turn that off. Anyway, somehow I ended up on a reel or something. It was my daughter-in-law talking to my grandbaby, and they were having a nice little conversation, and the baby was laughing. Anyway, I was in a waiting room, and of course it was full, so I was trying to cut that off. Is there any way of getting that back? I know that's kind of ragged.
You got it through a text message?
I'm not sure what it was. I was trying to text Dawn, and then all of a sudden I started hearing all these voices. And at first I thought it was Dawn with her phone off, and I was hearing her. Anyway, I don't know where it came from. So that was kind of, I'll have to call my daughter-in-law and ask her what she sent it on.
So if you're not sure, you can go into your message app and see if you have any anything from her in there. It'll have her name, and then it might have audio file attached next to it.
Okay. Well, how do you open an audio attachment?
You double tap on the message, and then you click to where it says audio, and then double tap there, and then you should be able to flick to a play button.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question.
Okay.
Nothing real big. I use hearing aids, and I don't know if this is real an easy one to answer, and I was asking Mara about this the other day. And I was sitting here thinking, you know, when I plug my output of my iPhone, because I've got an adapter that allows me to hook it up to my stereo or headphones or whatever, it disables my hearing aids. And that's okay. That's usually what a guy would want to do. But in a lot of cases, I like to play music through my big stereo, but I don't like the voiceover going through the stereo. I'd like it just to go through my hearing aids. And I looked on the music app, which is the one I use, and it let me send my audio to different devices, but I'll have to take a look at that. I just was curious if anybody had any ideas about separating that audio. I suspect it'd be better if I had another sound card, but there you go.
Well, last time I used my Bose speaker from my phone, it did not play the voiceover through the speaker. It just played the audio.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to mess around and test with that because, like I said, I like to hook it up into the big stereo. And, of course, the only way to do that is with a wired attachment. So I'll look up on AppleVis, too. They may have an option. I haven't really investigated that much into it because it wasn't a real big high priority. But I thought, well, before I start working myself up on it, I'll see if there's something easy. Thank you.
Can you repeat that? Did you say double tap a message, then swipe to attachment?
Double tap on the message that opens that message up, and then you can click to where it says audio, and then click there. I mean, double tap there, and then it should open it up. Did Hank just come in?
Hey, Bat.
No, it's Andy. Hey, Andy.
Hey, what's up, folks?
I sent Hank a message earlier, but I didn't get a response, so I guess he's out shoveling snow.
Maybe he's out buying another phone.
I doubt that.
I couldn't help that. That just came out.
Yeah. Anybody else have any issues, questions, or curious about something, an app that they'd like to talk about? Does anybody use the Bard app on the phone?
You use the Bard app, don't you, Shelley?
Yeah, I use Bard app. I was having to unlock my phone to respond, but yeah, I do use the Bard app. Sure do.
Well, I absolutely love the Bard app. I think it's very intuitive. I think it works well. Every now and then when I close it out and go to do something else, then I go back into it. The book that I'm currently reading is not focused. So I have to actually go down to the now reading tab and double tap there, and it brings the current book into focus. I don't know if anybody else has encountered that.
I think I have had that happen before. Not so much recently, but it has happened. And I have gotten locked out of my account a time or two and had to call and get them to let me back in my account. But that hadn't happened in a few years.
Well, I haven't had that happen, and I hope it never does, because, man,
I would encourage all of you, if there are any of you that are not on the iPhone users group email list, I would encourage you to join. It's down at the bottom of the rooms page. There's a link there you can join. It's a good list to be on. It's pretty low traffic. You get notified when there's a group meeting like this, and you get notified about when there are updates, and also you can ask questions. And I won't promise you'll get answers, but you can ask the questions.
Yeah, and that's one thing. It's impossible, or just about, unless it's a really good at technology person, for a sighted person to help a blind person with an iPhone. Stuff like that. It's kind of stuff we can only help each other with.
This is very true. And, you know, you'll get an answer to your question if somebody knows it. Problem is, they don't always know it.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I have to just play with stuff until I get it to figure it out. I've done that plenty of times, and I wouldn't want to answer something if I wasn't 100% sure. Sorry, my dog's barking. They're doing some work on the house next to me, and every time she hears the hammer, she barks.
What kind of dog? And which phone do you have, Shelly?
I have I think it's the SC3. I had the first SC generation till like 2023, and then I bought the SC3. The only thing, mine only has 64 gigabytes, so right now I'm still on an old iOS version because I've got a bunch of library books that I'm trying to read through before I can take them off and be able to get updated to the newest software.
You'll lose your books if you don't?
No, I just can't update. I just don't have enough storage space on my phone to update to the newest generation of the iOS 26. I'm still on, I think it's 17 or 18. I just don't have enough storage space to update. No, I don't think I'll lose anything.
Oh, I see, yeah. Anybody else have anything?
I still haven't been able to find, I think it's Live Read on the App Store. Isn't it Live Read? Or am I calling it the wrong thing and that's why I can't find it?
Yeah, it's LIVE space READ. Let's see if I can send you the, let me see.
Yeah, I know some apps, they have a thing where you can send a link to somebody to download it, which I think that's what Cheryl's looking for. I don't know if that one has it or not.
I was just thinking the same thing, Darren.
Well, I don't know why I have a problem with it, but I usually can't find anything blind-related on the App Store. All I find are games, games, games.
When you do that, do you go down to the search feature at the bottom and click on that?
I don't know if I've ever gotten down there or not. So is there a search feature at the bottom?
Yeah, in the tabs, clear to the bottom, there's a search feature. open the search feature and then type in live space read and do, you know, go back and hit the search thing again and it'll should bring it up.
Oh, well, that's the first time I've heard that. And maybe I should have been able to figure that out, but I didn't. So thank you.
Yeah, it's the search tab. And it there's all the tabs are across the very bottom of the screen. And you double tap on the search tab. And then you go to the edit box and type in what you want to search for. And then there's a search button on the very bottom right that you tap to engage it.
Yeah, if you put your finger clear to the bottom of the screen, you'll get into those tabs. And then you may have to flick it right a little bit to get the search, but you may actually get lucky and hit it right off the bat.
Now, when you say tab, do you swipe the tab or how do you do it? Because to me, tab means the keyboard on your computer.
You swipe it just like you do, you know, flick right, flick left and move through the tabs. And then when you find the one you want, double tap it and then go ahead and put your information in. It brings up a search box when you do the search thing.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the tabs are called tabs. And I suppose they look like tabs or columns or something. I don't know what they look like. But anyway, that's pretty common in Apple apps to use those.
Well, I understand the tab thing, but how you activate it, so you swipe on it.
Well, to actually activate it, you double tap on it. But to go between the tabs is where you swipe. So like, let's say, I don't even know what the tabs are at the bottom of the screen of that particular one. But if it doesn't say search, then you'll have to swipe either one way or the other to find it.
Yeah, that's what Parker said.
You have, do you have Comcast, Susie?
I do.
I think it just sent it to your email.
Okay, so I can. So how do I get it from my email to my phone?
Way to go, Cheryl.
Well, that's a good question, but you can see how it's, I wanted to send it to your cell phone, but I don't think I have your cell phone in here. Hold on.
Hey, Allie. Good afternoon.
Hey, Allie.
Hey, Allie. Cheryl, I think you do, but, oh, no, you don't. I don't have an email on my phone. So that's why you can't do it unless you're sending it by text.
Okay. Well, it may have, you may have a text message in your email, but it will have how the app is spelled.
Gotcha. Thank you. Hey, Allie.
You're doing metal, Parker.
She was asking if you were doing better, Parker.
Oh, I'm sorry, Allie. I didn't care. Yeah, I'm doing a lot better. Thank you for asking.
Oh, that's good.
I am going to leave early today. I'm in a huge project that I'm not going to bore you with, but I want to continue it, so.
All right, well, thanks for coming in, Mar.
Let me guess, it involves Sue.
Take care, Marlene.
It does.
How did they know? Good luck, Mar. No, she's gone.
Yep, not too many questions today. I'm, you know, open for suggestions. Shelly, what do you like to do on your phone?
I think you were talking to me asking what I like to do on my phone. I like to do, of course, Bard, Facebook, and YouTube, and music. I have the Spotify app, the Pandora app. There's an app called AccuRadio. I have Live 365. I do a lot of that. I have a few. I have Pluto TV and Tubi TV on my phone. So I like to do a lot of stuff on there.
Sounds like you're a pretty avid user there. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I've got the Pluto and some of the same things that that you've got. The YouTube is pretty neat. Facebook has gotten to be, if anybody uses Facebook on their phone, it's gotten to be nothing more than advertisement, news pieces, commercials, and every now and then you'll see a post from somebody that you know.
Yes, it's gotten like that a lot, and people will be fussing because they'll say people on their friends don't comment on their posts, but I try to tell them that's why, because you don't, you might, if you read 20 posts, you might see one from somebody you know, and everything else is news or advertisements or anything like that.
And the sole reason I even go on Facebook is to, you know, keep in touch with family and friends.
Cheryl, I didn't get it.
Well, so we're going to have to, I'm going to see if I can get your cell phone number from you, maybe after this chat, so that I can, you know, send that to you, to your phone.
Okay. You want me to just send you an email with the information?
That'll work.
And also, I don't pay for Ira right now because this.
Because why? I used Ira today. Oh my gosh. You know, there's a lot of people that can use that Walmart app. I'm not one of them. I mean, I can do certain things on there, but as far as putting a grocery list together and no. I end up putting the wrong thing in there, the wrong amount, and no. Ira, thank you, Ira. I did a Walmart order.
Cheryl, I just sent you my email address and also my iPhone number.
Thank you much. I'm pretty sure I had your email address, but yeah, iPhone number helped. And that way I can send that information directly to your iPhone.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, I also use the NFB Newsline on my iPhone too. Forgot about that one, but they use it.
Yep.
Well, I just got a call from Portland, TN, and it's not time to pick strawberries, so I don't know why I'm getting one from Portland.
From what?
Portland, Tennessee is noted for their strawberries. People go there in droves. And
well, it's getting on strawberry season here. And we have a strawberry festival usually around March. And, oh, I love strawberries.
Oh, so do I. I've got to where now I just buy.
Yeah, I just get them at the store, too. Usually strawberries and blackberries around from like.
Oh, blackberries are just extremely expensive here in the grocery stores.
And I'll use Instacart, actually pretty good. And I have another app called, our delivery service called Shipt, S-H-I-P-T. That's really good. Easy to use.
Yeah, well, they run the blackberries and strawberries on sale here sometimes during those months. But if you don't get them during those months, they're just not that good. I know the store sells them year-round, but that's just when they're the best. Or at least that's the way it is here in Georgia.
Hey, Chris Ann, come on in here.
Hey, Chris Ann, welcome in. We're just talking about the different apps that we use the most.
Oh, okay.
Which one do you use the most?
Probably right now it would be between Live Read and VD Scan.
You're going through a lot of papers, so let me tell you that. Live Read, I'm very impressed with it.
Yeah. the only thing that is different with it is that you can't reread something or look at something like you can with VD scan, where it stays up on the screen and you can swipe around. You know, you can kind of go line by line, I think, with live read a little bit, but it's not as easy to navigate, I don't think. But if you're just wanting to know what something is, it's great.
Yeah. And usually when I'm reading the mail, that's all I want to know is who is it from and do I want to keep it?
I'll tell you something. I would have been disappointed if I would have paid $99 for the NFB Kurzweil reader app, because I get a free version with Newsline and it just don't work that great.
It doesn't work that way. I did pay for it and I got it at half price, but I still think at half price it was close to $80 or $90 originally.
Yeah, I paid for it too. And it used to be really good, especially if you had a PDF from an email. You can export it right to that app and you could save it. I don't know what happened. Did they not stop supporting it, or what's going on with that? But that is not one of the ones. I think they renamed it to First Step or First Something. That's not one of the ones I use.
I did buy it, and I've been very disappointed in it. I can't remember the last time I've even opened it.
Yeah, and the bad thing is, like in 2006 and 2007, when it was sold as an individual, it was like close to $3,000. So I know I would have been upset if I would have paid that for it. And talking about maybe they don't support it anymore, maybe they don't, because I used to see on Newsline where they advertised like half off if you wanted to upgrade to the paid version. I hadn't saw that in a couple years, so maybe they don't support it no more.
I did buy back in the mid-90s. I paid $6,500 for a Reading Edge, which is the Kurzweil. And then later I paid, I think, $1,500 for the phone version.
Yeah, I only paid like $25 or $30 for my NFB reader. And, never used it a lot.
Now, I bought the Kurzweil Reading Edge, and it was almost $5,000, but I bought it because I was going to have to pay that much to Uncle Sam otherwise. But I used it. I think I probably have close to the longest use for it. I think I used it for, I bought it in 92. I think I used it for about 15 years.
I bought one of those too in 1993. And I used it a lot then, because that was like the only thing really. And the thing that I liked about it was that you had the cable that you could hook up to your computer. So any documents that you read with it, you could move them over to save them, you know, on a disk or something on your computer. And I still miss that function to this day with the other stuff now that I would love to have. I still have my Reading Edge. I used it a couple of weeks ago. I mean, it's frustrating because it takes it a lot longer to process things than obviously your phone apps do. I can't remember why I used it instead. And it is neat to save your documents in its memory if it's something you want to keep and read over again. But it just takes forever for it to read anything, and I get impatient with it. But at the time, it was good.
Oh, yeah. I used mine for about 20 years. I used to read paperback. I actually joined a paperback book club, and I used to read paperback books with it. I just loved it. I thought, you know, back then that was pretty much all we got. Now we've got that and then some in the palm of your hand and in these apps. It's just incredible where we've come to.
Well, I like to read some things with the OCR scanner on my printer scanner. And then because I can go back and I can read it word for word, and then I can also save it on my computer. And I know there are times when I'm sent out, well, not by a company, but a form to fill out. And I can just save it to my computer and then go back and then just write in my answer below the question. And I said, how did you do that? And it works.
Well, I got the Pronto standalone reader in 2000. And I think I used it for probably 10, 15 years. But it took a long time to read a book. You know, you could read a book on it. It just took forever. And it wouldn't scan paper, like newspapers. It would read magazines, but it wouldn't. The newspaper was too thin, and it could see. I could start reading both sides, so that didn't work great. But the only thing you had to, it would only read one page at a time. It didn't have no memory in it.
If it was reading both sides, that must have been interesting.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. They said because the paper was so thin, it's probably why it did it. They said it wasn't really designed to read newspapers.
Well, I know a songbook was brailled a few years ago, and they brailled it just on one side because somebody that used it said they couldn't read braille written on both sides. So we had twice as many books because it was copied. It was just brailled on one side.
I never was able to master, because my printer here is a scanner too, and I was never able to master scanning it and then trying to get it over to my computer, because I could sure use that in terms of filling out forms and things like that. And I was never able to figure out with this printer how to do that.
You hit your insert key plus your space bar and it'll make a sound, and hit the O and then the A and it'll show your printer, and you hit enter. And then it'll give you the option at the end to save it.
I'll have to try that. I don't know. Maybe my printer just isn't fully hooked up to my computer or something. I you know, all the utilities for it are on a CD, which now my laptop does not have a CD drive. So maybe I just didn't upload everything to this laptop either when I had someone help me install the printer.
Yeah, so far I've never had to read mail, though. I've just always had either family members or, of course, now my boyfriend to read it to me. I have heard some states now will hire somebody to come in and help blind people a couple of days a week with stuff like that they need, but I don't know what all states, and I'm sure you have to go through a lot of trouble to get it done.
I just love the privacy that I can maintain by reading my own mail. Especially if you got neighbors or something, you just have to be careful who you ask to read that kind of sensitive material. You just don't want anybody knowing your business.
You're right. I don't even want family unless it's something that I have to have explained. I know you can't understand that. I might hand something to my son or my daughter sometime, but to figure out for me, but no, I don't want somebody else reading my stuff.
Well, yeah, and I guess I probably like a lot of clubs, like neighbors and stuff like that, I probably wouldn't go ask the neighbors to read like bank info or nothing like that. It's not even that I don't trust them, because I do. It's just, you know, personal. Some things you just don't ask just anybody to read, but my boyfriend can help me with my mail usually.
Well, fortunately, where I bank, I can get a Braille bank statement.
Yeah, where I bank recently, I've started being able to get bank statements sent to me by email, so I can read my bank statements now.
I can, but I usually just go into my bank account and read everything I want to read right there and do any transactions.
I keep saying I want to try to sign back into my bank app and try to get that. But it has something to do with the message. You know, it sends you a code. You have to get the code. You have to go to the messages and get that. And then when I get back into the app, you know, it's like a vicious circle. So this last time I had to sign into my AT&T account, I was able to get the six-digit code from the notification when messages came in. So I'm thinking, well, I can try that app again and see if I can get that code through notifications.
I know it. Everybody wants to send a code.
Yeah, even with Walmart. I mean, when you use Zyra, they sign into your account. Yep, you got to send a code, and you got to give the Zyra agent the code to sign in.
I just wish there was an app or even a computer program for like being able to write checks. I have the Money Talks program. It's not loaded on this computer, but that program was so big and it's got so many different things you can, it's for business people maybe who have many accounts and high finance and stuff like that. But I would just like to have a simple program to be able to do that.
Well, I'm fortunate. I have got a check writing guide. And so whenever I only write two checks a week, I write one for the, the bug guy and for the lawn guy.
Two a week or two a month?
Just two a month.
I think I just write two a month too. Well, no, I write three a month. But I usually just sign it and have the person that I've been doing business with for years to fill it out. I can fill it out, but it would look better if they did.
It was a lot of times, I write the bug guy. I just have him fill out his name, but I write the amount, the date, and sign my name. But to the guy, lawn guy, I just write his name, and fill all that out too. And then beam my eyes to take a picture of the check, see if it's legible. Beam my eyes to read it. I said, okay, it's good enough.
Well, I have a stencil I put over it and I write it out. And yeah, I've done it with beam my eyes to look to see if they could read my signature, and they read it perfectly. And I thought, okay.
Yep, when it does that, it's like, okay, it's good enough.
Yeah, I thought, well, if beam my eyes can read it, they ought to read it. I don't think I've ever had a check to come back but once, and that was years ago. And the store that it came back from, the manager was so upset. He said, I don't have any problem at all reading your signature. He wasn't there that day. I don't know what happened, but
there's always somebody that wants to give you a trouble. But be my eyes, the seeing AI, so many great apps that keep us independent, and it makes us possible as being right in there among them.
Yeah. And my daughter and son are so grateful.
Oh, my family, when they found out about Zyra, my niece thought Zyra was my neighbor or somebody that was coming over to help me. Because I was like, I'm going to call Zyra to help me do this, such and such. But my family absolutely loves that service, too. They don't pay for it, but they love it.
Well, I was telling my daughter about it, and I was giving her a rough idea of what it, that you could get a few minutes free, but to pay for it, it was so much. And I don't know if I told him the right amount or not, but Don said, Mom, that's not bad. That's good. I hadn't got it working yet, but there's still hope. It's on my phone.
There you go. You just have to get onboarded. And you, oh, my gosh. The agents. I haven't talked to too many Be My Eye volunteers, but the agents on the IRA are just phenomenal.
Don't they have a course they go through that they have to pass before they can do that?
Yes, they have to be. It's a pretty strenuous thing because they want to make sure that you're able to give directions, good descriptions, and I've had them help us put a bookcase together. So they, and patience, they have to have patience. They have to have patience when you're running out of yours.
Yeah, and I've recently started playing around with some of the AI apps too. I hadn't paid for any of them, but like the ChatGPT, Claude, Grok, Gemini, Perplexity. The only one I hadn't messed with is DeepSeek because I've heard not to download it because I don't remember something about it's from China or something. I've heard people say not to download it.
I think IRA is about the only one that does that training, and it shows that, you know, they do that.
And they, you know, when you call them, I've had them, like I've gotten jury summons, and I just don't want to fool with it. So I have them go online because they, you know, they take a picture of the letter and they go online and they filled out the excuse form for me. And then I get an email saying your excuse. I was like, oh boy, that's so great. And, you know, any form that I need to fill out, applications, they're great for doing that.
That's good to know.
Can they even do it with, I've got a form here that I need to sign, and it's a financial thing, and my financial person said, don't let anybody help you do that because it has it has personal, you know, account information and stuff like that, to wait until my brother comes. And would they help you do that if I wanted them to? Do you think that's something, maybe not?
Yes, I would feel perfectly comfortable doing that with them. They are perfectly, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I one night was playing with Gemini, the go live feature, and it never did see my cat, and I was trying to show Gemini my cat, and I said, do you see the cat? And it kept saying, no. I said, my cat's feelings are hurt that you don't see her. And then Gemini said, I'm sorry her feelings are hurt that I don't see her. Hang on.
I Cheryl, I think all the IRA agents are all bonded too, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They are bonded. So that's why, you know, any kind of credit card thing or, you know, I'll have them read my number to me, the expiration date. And I've been using them since they came online at 2015. I've been using them since 2016, so 10 years now.
Yeah, I've heard IRA people are insured and bonded and stuff that you can use them for that. I don't think Be My Eyes, I don't think they do that there. And I'm sorry I had the key while ago. My phone screen locked and I was trying to give y'all back the key.
Bonded, that's the word I was trying to use. I was treasurer of the Alumni Association one time, and they said I had to be bonded. Well, that sounded so scary to me. I wrote it out, and I finally figured out, well, that wasn't a big deal, but I had no idea what that meant. But yeah, I'm sure IRA is bonded, and Be My Eyes is not.
No, and you know, if you're doing something that doesn't require personal information, they're perfectly fine for that, and they're very nice. Like if you want to know what your thermostat is set on to, or what color your outfit is, or what's written on a T-shirt, they're great for that. You know, I give them their due. They're amazing for wanting to step up and help us in any way that they can. So I really appreciate all those services. But having said that, we are coming to the end of the day. This turned out to be a really great session, and I want to, you know, thank everybody for coming and participating. That's what it's all about, sharing and asking questions and just talking about our iPhones, which we all love. So thanks, everybody. We'll do this again in 2 weeks.